Ask for people's best stories, and you're likely to get quite a few about animals. We certainly have for our weekly series, Here's What Happened. There was the woman who grew up with a chimp, the hawk that dropped a flailing fish onto a woman's car as she was driving. Well, we have another animal story for you today from Dana Von Umgunda, who lives in Denver.
So here's what happened. My husband and I were living in Malawi, a country located in southern Africa, and we had a favorite restaurant, and it was located just outside the entrance of the Lilongwe Nature Sanctuary. We loved this restaurant because it was an open courtyard. There were umbrella tables, indigenous trees. So on this particular day, we had just finished a chicken and rice dinner, for which I had put our scraps into a small plastic bag and then nestled them into my purse because we had cats and dogs at home. And as we were finishing, a mother baboon and her baby wandered up through the restaurant back towards our table. And we looked at her and she looked at us. And before we knew it, she had jumped onto a fence which was located just behind our table. And just beyond that fence was a busy road. So I got really nervous. So I threw her some bones. Immediately she jumped down, she grabbed the bones and licked them. And then she looked real nervous, and there was her keeper, and he was walking towards us. So the baboon took off, running around the restaurant, up and down the trees, running around tables, begging people for food. Her excitement at being free was contagious, and the restaurant just seemed to stop and watch her. She made her way back to us, and this time she actually jumped down onto the other side of the fence, and my heart just sank. So I reached into my bag with the bones, and she heard it. And within a second, she jumped down, went under our table, and went up underneath my skirt. And there she was, with her little paws around my ankles, and her muzzle was between my legs, and she was just kind of rocking back and forth, and I could feel her little whiskers, and I could feel her teeth. She came out from under my skirt, and then eventually she was caught. I believe the keeper took my lead, went to the kitchen, asked for a bowl of bones, put them in the middle of the restaurant, and waited for her to get comfortable. It was a few weeks later when my husband and I visited the sanctuary and we visited her. This time I didn't bring a little bag of bones, but I did bring her some peanuts. And although she probably didn't remember me, I certainly remembered her.
Dana Von Umgunda and her husband now live in Denver. They didn't snap a picture of the baboon, but there's a photo of the couple in Malawi at CPR.org. There you can tell us your best story. And don't be shy. If other people love to hear you tell it, we want to hear it. Again, CPR.org to tell us what happened. Next week, Michael Sudak of Arvada was moving to Colorado and towing his green 122 Volvo wagon behind him.
I started down the exit ramp from I-25, and all of a sudden this car passed me up, and it was a 122 Volvo wagon green.
The rest of the story next week on Here's What Happened.